Welcome to A Burning Fire. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. In our last lesson, we began a study of the life of a man in the New Testament named Demas, a man who started out as a fellow laborer with the Apostle Paul and finally wound up forsaking Paul and turning his back upon Christ and turning to the world. In the religious world, we hear people sometimes teach that when one is once saved, he cannot so sin as to be lost. If a Christian sins at all, and some do not deny that he ever does, they say it will not affect his salvation. Well, friend, that doctrine is known as well as known by the doctrine of eternal security, is known as the possibility of apostasy. It's known as once saved, always saved. But I suggest to you that the tragedy of Demas is sufficient within itself, in addition to the multitude of other passages, to dispel this false doctrine. It is so sad that men would mislead other men into such a religious error. Demas not only could fall, friend, he did fall. One cannot be saved loving this world. Demas left his first love. He turned his back upon Christ and forsook that which he once stood. Paul wrote, "But now, after ye have known God, and are rather known of God, how turn again to the weak and beggarly elements, whereunto ye desire again to be in bondage?" Galatians 4:9. Again Paul wrote, "Christ is become of no effect unto you, whosoever of you have justified by the law." Notice now what he says, "Ye are fallen from grace." Now, Paul had done what some say you can't do, or at least Demas had done what some say you cannot do. Why would Paul say that some had fallen from grace if the doctrine that says you can't fall from grace is true? Why, the very fact that he mentions this disproves forever this false doctrine of once saved, always saved. In 1 Timothy chapter 5, in verse 15, Paul wrote, "For already some are turned aside after Satan." In 1 Timothy 6 and verse 10, he speaks of those who had erred from the faith. In 1 Timothy 1:19, he mentions those who had made shipwreck the faith, having thrust it from themselves. And again he warns in 1 Corinthians 10 and 12, "Wherefore let him that thinketh he standeth take heed." Why, Paul? "Lest he fall." Now, why didn't somebody, even the Holy Spirit, tell Paul that his warning was useless, since nobody can fall away anyhow? Paul said, "But I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway." 1 Corinthians 9:27. Even Paul realized he had not yet attained, and that he could be a castaway. Philippians 3:12. Friend, in every epistle of the Apostle Paul, he warned against apostasy, once saved, falling away. He exhorted brethren to faithfulness. Now, why would he do that if one couldn't fall anyway? Listen to the Apostle Peter. Peter wrote, "For if after they have escaped the pollutions of the world through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they are again entangled therein and overcome, the latter end is worse with them than the beginning. For it had been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness, than, after they have known it, to turn from the holy commandment delivered unto them. But it happened unto them according to the true proverb, 'The dog is turned to his own vomit again, and the sow that was washed to her wallowing in the mire.'" 2 Peter chapter 2, verses 20 through 22. Now, friend, these words, They were written to those whom Peter says have obtained a like precious faith with us. These were warnings given to Christian people. These were people who had come to know the way of righteousness, and people who had turned from the world and turned back to the world. Well, did Peter get the wrong message from the Holy Spirit? He wrote with the guidance of the Holy Spirit. And why would the Holy Spirit warn people of things of which couldn't happen to them anyhow? Can't you see how this doctrine of once saved, always saved is so contrary to what the Bible teaches? Oh, it may be comforting to think that, but it's simply not so. You know, the book of Romans, the book of Galatians, the book of Hebrews, they were all written with an emphasis against falling into apostasy, a warning against leaving the faith of Christ, returning back again to the religion of Judaism. In Hebrews chapter 2, verses 1 through 3, Paul said, "Therefore we ought to give more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression received the just recompense of reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation?" Friend, again we see the Hebrew writer did not know about this doctrine of once saved, always saved. He said, "Take heed, brethren, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. For we are made partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast to the end." Hebrews chapter 3, 12 through 14. And friend, your Savior did not know about the doctrine of once saved, always saved. He didn't know that people couldn't fall away. He taught, "He that endureth to the end, the same shall be saved." Matthew 10:22. Our Lord gave a very direct warning when he said in Luke 17:32, "Remember Lot's wife." You remember the Old Testament character of Lot's wife? Lot's wife lived in Sodom, and she had already left the city of Sodom that was to be destroyed with fire and brimstone. But she turned back, turned to a pillar of salt. In Matthew, the Lord spoke of how the love of many had waxed cold, Matthew 24:12. And he warned again in Luke 9:62, "No man having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of heaven." Looking back? Some say you can't look back. But Christ warned about looking back. How many times must we cite the words of Christ to know he never taught once saved, always saved? And I want to tell you about somebody else that doesn't know that one is once saved, always saved. And that's the devil. Whether you know it or not, the devil does not subscribe to that false doctrine, but delights that it's being taught because he was the first one to teach it. Actually, he was first to teach that lie in the Garden of Eden, when he told Eve that she would not die if she transgressed the teaching of God, and that she would be as gods. He persuaded her that she couldn't fall, though God had warned her that she could and would. In fact, everything would be even better than ever before, the devil said. And even now we're warned, "Be sober, be diligent, for your adversary the devil as a roaring lion walketh about, seeking whom he may devour." 1 Peter 5 and verse 8. Friend, this was a warning that the inspired Apostle Peter gave to Christians, to people whom the Apostle Peter in 1 Peter 1:2 called the elect. I wonder why somebody didn't tell the devil that he's wasting his time. Why didn't somebody tell the devil, once you're saved, you can't fall? Well, if the doctrine that you can't fall is true, the devil can't recapture anybody. But he doesn't know that. In fact, he's very busy recapturing, if he can, those who once saw and once saved. He wants you and I to think that this false doctrine is true so that we won't be vigilant as we ought. We won't be faithful like we're taught to be. And after Peter listed a number of virtuous qualities that the Christian should develop, he added, "For if you do these things, ye shall never fall." 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 10. Now, friend, what if you don't do the things that Peter has listed? Everything going to be all right anyway? Does it make any difference whether you do what the apostle taught or not? Why did Peter urge his brethren to make their calling and election sure? If they couldn't fall away, it's going to be okay anyhow, regardless of what you do. No, friend, that which makes the life of Demas such a tragedy, he could have gone to heaven. He was traveling the right road. He was going in the right direction. He was with the right people, the people of God. But now he forfeited all of that for the paltry offerings of this present world. Here was a man who had found true life, friend, but he turned away from it. He was going toward heaven, and he turned back to the way that leads to hell. Now, I don't know how old Demas was at this particular time, but even if he'd been a very young man, it would not have been but a few years, and that he would be able to keep the faith and inherit the eternal reward of heaven. But now any hope for his soul is dashed by his apostasy. Of all sad words of tongue or pen, the saddest of these, it might have been. Friend, it might have been that Demas could have seen God always had he not turned away. Cannot you see why his life was such a tragic matter? It is the same tragedy when anyone who has once come to Christ falls away. You see, the plea of the gospel is that we not let the tragedy of Demas become our personal tragedy. Having taken up the armor, let us fight the good fight of faith faithfully, firm to the end. Having believed in Christ and repented of sins, having confessed our faith in Christ and been baptized for the remission of sins, let us not be weary in well-doing. Paul says in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Why, that certainly shows that we could faint. We could fall away. Though once saved, we could be lost. Whatever sacrifice, however, it requires of us, let us be faithful unto death. Did that the Lord send forth a message from Revelation 2 and verse 10, "Be thou faithful unto death, and you'll receive what? The crown of life." Eternal life is awaiting those who are faithful in the Lord. But those who come to him and turn away from him and fall away, they will not be in heaven with God. But it doesn't have to be that way. We can be faithful to the Lord. This is A Burning Fire. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. Until next time.